There's Duff Stuff Dalet. And we begin from where we left off. So Tani Sanhedrin et ha, interesting how you read this, et hahoreg or et haharug. So here the Korban Eder says it's referring to the harug, and we're talking about the case of Eglah Arufa. And he, in other words, if they, so the way the Korban Eder explains this, he says it's referring to the harug, so the person who was killed, because it says kimtsa halal, when you find a dead body, then ein metzia ela ba'edim. So the two witnesses have to come and say, we found this halal, and that kicks us off the whole process. When we learn this in Rosh Hashanah, however, this most of this beginning of Amud really is a sugi we learned in Rosh Hashanah. There we said it refers to the horeg. So if Beit Din happened to see the horeg specific, and they didn't know who, and they didn't recognize him, and if Beit Din sees, that would be good enough for them to, if you like, save from doing the process of Eglah Arufa. To stop, it's the opposite, not to kick it off, it's the opposite, to stop it. And he said specifically they saw it, you'll see, at night time, so that the Re'iyah shouldn't be worse than Shmiyah, meaning if during the daytime they could have stopped it because the Sanhedrin all saw it, the Beit Din all saw it. However, we're saying that they, again, but the point is, okay, where am I going with this? My point is, with somehow related to Eglah Arufa, either we're talking about kicking off the process according to Korban Eder, or we're talking about stopping the process according to the way the Reb Chaim explained in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that's where I'm going. Anyway, so it tani says shnayim nasu edim or meidim bifnei hashaar, that if we're dealing with the Sanhedrin, that if you like, the two can stand up before them and they can testify in front of the shaar, meaning the rest of them, because all you need is three people that they have to testify in front of. So if the Sanhedrin came down, then the two would, you know, that they would come up and say in front of another three, that would be sufficient. That's according to Reb Chaim, which would be to stop the process of Eglah Arufa. However, Tani Kulam Edim Umadim Bifnei Acherim. He says, no, everyone who saw, they act as Edim, and En Ed Naaseh Dayan, and the Edim can't act as judges, so therefore, well, they'd have to testify in front of the other three people saying that we saw the Horeg, and therefore the process of Eglah Arufa doesn't go ahead. Okay? That's the seems to be the debate. It's actually interesting. We learned this back in Rosh Hashanah. We pointed out that this Ein Ed Nadaseh Dayam is in Rishalmi is much, if you like, more broad than we saw than in the Bavli. Bavli seems to limit it maybe to matters of Dine Nefashot and things like that. I think it is, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi says b'shem Razira, but k'shem shachokin kan kachunim be'edot haChodesh as well. If Beit Din see the moon, again, that's how it relates to Rosh Hashanah. So we said it says v'yakom chad v'yativ chad v'yatom chad v'yativ chad. So to appreciate this question the Gemara is asking, is we have to look at the Korban Eder. He says v'yakom chad. He says aminit Rosh Hashanah perek gimel. Okay, detan hatam ra'u shalosha. If three people saw v'hen Beit Din, then yamdu shnayim, two should get up. V'yashum machareim etzaliachin, and the one that's left over, you should get two other people to recruit them to be fulfill this Beit Din now. And that the testify in front of them, mukudash, and then the three that are hearing the testimony from the two other original people of this little Beit Din would then let's say mukudash. Okay. V'kashile lama ya'amdu shnayim. Why do two have to stand up and we have to find two replacements? Because v'yashivu shnayim. What could we do instead? You've got Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, the part of the original Sanhedrin, if you like. Beit Din, sorry. And they saw it. Why do we have to say, okay, Shimon and Levi stand up at the Edim, we'll get Gad and Asher to be the other two? Why don't you simply say, okay, Levi, get up and testify, and we'll get one other person. Just get Gad to take his seat. And then after Levi's finished, then get Shimon to get up, and Levi can sit down again. And then you've still got a Beit Din of three. And that should be sufficient. So in other words, Yamdu echad el echad, v'yamdu echad lifnei shalosh. V'achach shiv ed rishon, v'yamod ed sheni, v'yad bifnehem. Elavade it must be, de pasul ladun, kevan shu haya ed. The reason why we say that, it must be that because he testified, or he is a witness, he can't be a dayan. That's why it must be in Rosh Hashanah that you have to take with the two that get up to testify, we have to find two other people to take their place. But if that's the case, if the reason why the one who testifies can't be one of the Dayanim, im ken kasha, why can the third person who saw the whole incident be a Dayan? Kasha shlishi, halo gam hura u'ilo elot ed. So you see, we're stuck with a bit of a problem here. He said, okay, In Rosh Hashanah, it says if three people, effectively the Beit Din saw the Kiddush HaChodesh, we say, okay, two have to get up and testify. The question is, why do you have to get two and find two other people to take their place? Just do one, 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 one. Why do you have to do? Oh, it must be it's because once someone's an Ed, it can't be a Dayan. That's why if the two that are acting as witnesses when they stand up, that's why for two other replacements to take their spot. But the Gemara, the next logical step is that if you say it's because they were Edim, they saw it, they cannot be Dayanim, then it should invalidate all the three people that saw it. So you have to find a full replacement Beit Din. It shouldn't be enough to just take to leave one remaining to be part of the Beit Din. So the Gemara then says, Umashni, it's different. Why is it different? Pardon me, I lost the place. Umashni, Shniahi, it's different. No, what that means is really she'ein ha'ed ha'me'id na'aseh dayan. It's not that in the Kiddush HaChodesh, the fact that they saw it, they cannot be dayanim, but if they act, if they take the role of an ed and they testify, therefore they can't be a dayan. That's why in the case of Rosh Hashanah, the two get up to testify. We have to buy two dayanim to take their spot. But the third one that saw it can still act as a Dayan because he is not being made in. He is not testifying, so therefore he can still wear the hat, if you like, of being a Dayan. Okay. Rav Huna b'yadeh sahado l'chad barnash. Rav Huna had some sort of he was a witness, he could act as a witness, if you like, who knew the testimony regarding a particular individual. Azul bay meidun kamei. So they had this din Torah and they came before Rav Huna. But kafar bay, and this individual denied it. Even though, he was standing in front of Rav Huna, one of the Dayanim, who knew exactly that this guy was lying. So Amar Lei Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said to him, Begin dat yada the Rav Huna in Shirabi. You know he's a chashuv person. At Kafrabi, you've been kafir in front of him. Mao di Yezul v'yasur alecha kameid beit in chorin. In other words, the Marful explains it two ways. Sorry, not there. So, in other, sorry, was it here? Yeah. Well, the two ways is coming up. It says, I showed the car at Korban. You know, he's an important person, but it's beneath his kabod to start going to find another Beit Din to testify. That's why you're being kofar in front of him. In other words, what happens if he's being moichel on his kabod? Maybe he'll be moichel in his kabod and go to another Beit Din. And then reveal your kalon, your issue or failure if you're in this situation. So the Gemara says, So Amar Le Rav Huna v'Avdin Ken. Can I really do that? He says, can I be either the way the Reb Chaim explained in Rosh Hashanah, he says, one second, even though I'm a Dayan here, can I now step down and go to another Beit Din and act as an ed against this person? So Amar Le In, yes, you can. V'Sharer Rav Huna Garme Min Ha'Udina any excused himself, the Azva Asid Nechorim, and then he came and testified against this individual. And in other words, he wasn't acting as a, he, even though he had the hat of a Dayan there, he took off that hat and went in front of another Beit Din and acted as an Ed to take this person down who tried to deny in front of him. Okay, let's continue. Vikidashtem You've got a Mekadesh in like Yovel talking about this Shnata Okay, so Tara Bishimu ben Yochai, Kiddushin ben Shanim ata Shanata, sorry, Shemchem Shem Shanat, Shanim ata Mekadesh v'lo Chadashim. Okay, so you Mekadesh years, or meaning really the Yovel year, but not months. Vatanin, what are you talking about? What do you mean you don't Mekadesh the Chodesh? We said Vataninan, Rosh Beit Din Omer Mekodesh. That sounds like he is being Mekadesh, you do a Kiddush of the Chodesh. So Mal Mekodesh, no, it doesn't mean Mekodesh, it means Mekayem. So Komentator says, Ha'edut Mekuyam v'Chodesh She'avar Chaser. In other words, it's more Mekuyam as opposed to Mekudash, as in actually properly sanctifying it. Okay, so Tani, L'Kiddush HaChodesh Matchil Min HaGadol. When it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, you begin with the Gadol, meaning the head. So in other words, either it's not really deliberation, but as we saw in the, it says, Rosh Beit Din Amar Mekudash, and they all follow the same Mekudash. Okay? That's how the Mefarshim here explain it. However, the Shirei Korban in the back says, well, Matchilim Min HaGadol seems to imply we're talking about the Masa Matan. Okay, said there are two ways to explain what it means, Matchilim Min HaGadol in the Sugya. However, Amar Rav Chiya sorry, Bar Ada Matnid Amar Ken. We see in the Mishnah says as follows, because at Rosh Beit Din Omer Mekudash, that it begins with him actually declaring it. So again, there's two ways to explain what it means Metchim HaGadol. Either it means like the simple understanding of the sugya, that he's the one announces it, the Gadol of the Dainim announces it. As opposed to the Shear Korban says, it seems to be that the Lashon of Matchilim seems to be talking about Masa Umatan, just like Dine Mamamot. However, Tani li Ibur Hashanah, you got Choreshia, but Ibur Hashanah, adding an extra month to the year, Matchilim Minatzad. There you start from the lowest of the Dayanim, Mitchilim. So if you have a look at the Korban Eidah, he says, V'chenu Bur Hashanah v'hachi Kevan Sha'ibur Talui Bedad Dayanim. Since Ibur, it's not just when it comes to Kiddush Chodesh, you're really based on really witnesses. There, the whole decision is based on witness saying we saw the moon. However, it comes to Ibur, you'll see there's a whole consideration and deliberation that goes into whether you add an extra month. So Chashinan, the concern is if you start with the Gadol, Chashin Hashem Yismuchu al Dat Shel HaGadol. If the Gadol of the Dayanim says something, they'll all just they won't express their own opinion. They'll just fold, and it's effectively have like one Dayan. They won't express their own opinion. Exactly like we have in Dine Nafashot. When it comes to Kiddush Chodesh, no, that's all dependent on witnesses. Then you can start Minay Gadol. So, in other words, once again, when it comes to Kiddush Chodesh, it's dependent on witnesses, so you can start with a Gadol. When it comes to Ibur Hashanah, which is really dependent on certain considerations and understandings in the minds of the Dayanim, we want to start with a Katan so he has the ability to express his opinion. And not be feel like he should withhold after his the opinion of the Gadol of the Dayanim. Okay, Amrav Zvida, Vahin Beitel Dora, Lona Ginken. So meaning Vahin Bein Dora means Vahin Vahach Beit Nasi Shilamata. So Beit Nasi Shilamata Milara meaning below. Okay, Lona Go Ken Le Inyan Ibur Shana. They would start from the Gadol. Okay, that's in other words, even the halachas that way didn't know it that way. Says because v'lo shmiya demar Rav Chiya bar Maria, Rav Yochanan, Rav bar Chiya, who said in the name of all of them said in the name of Rav Yochanan, libur chodesh matchilim min hagadol, libur chodesh meaning urbo shana, really start for the gadol. Sorry, kiddush chodesh probably min hagadol, libur shana, sorry, matchilim min hatzad, you start from the katan. Fine. V'kvar nichnas Rav Yochanan v'ya katan mikula. He was nichnasi when he was a katan mikula ibur hashana. Amul they said to him, "Emor say harei hashana mekudeshet beibura with a hey." The year is mekudash is should be kesh beibura. Amar he says harei hashana mekudeshet beibur. That's matchilim in a katan. He's in mekudeshet beibur. Now you've got with a hey, so it doesn't look like any different. It seems like he said exactly what they told him to say. In Rosh Hashanah, the Reb Chaim said that you should say beibur. Now zachar nekeva has a tremendous nafkamin. You'll see in a moment. The Korban Eidah says you actually read the Girsah here should be Beibura Sheosifu L'Chacham Yom, that explicitly said should add 30 days. Either way, the Gemara explains why it was important for him to change the Lashon that he was told to say. So Amrav Yonatan Ra'ah Lashon Shilimanu Ben Hanafach. He was the son of the smith, right? Meaning, as in Rabbi Yochanan. Ilu Amar Biibura, how does it? You just said Ibura in its being the year's Ibur. Hayti Omer, I would think that it means Echad Esra Yom, Shacham Odefet Al Levana. It's simply the differential between the solar and lunar year. However, Biibur, using the Lashon of Ibur, implies not the Ibur of the year to extend the year to be like a solar year, but no, it means Biibur, meaning the Shosifu L'Chacham Yom. That means to be that you have to add 30 days. Okay. Now, but in any event, we see Matchilim and Akatan from that story. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Asa, b'Sem Rabbi Yochanan, Libur Holchim Achar HaMinui. Now, here it's referring to when entering, you'll see. The Gemara is going to explain that when they enter to go in to do the Ibur Hashanah, you go according to the order of people that were appointed. Ula Beit Vad here is, I'm saying if I remember correctly, is from for Kiddush HaChodesh. Yeah, Kiddush HaChodesh, I was. So the Beit Vad, so the Gemara, and it says, Le Beit Vad Halchecha Ragil. Now, Ragil means, the way the Reb Chaim explained it in Rosh Hashanah, means the Baki. Okay, meaning the Chashivas, the Gadol. It says, V'hu Shiyesh Kol Echad Medaber Mikomo, Despite the fact that's the way they would enter the order, nonetheless, when they would present their opinions, it goes according to the system we've described above. Meaning, if you were Hashanah, you go by the Katan, with Kiddush HaChodesh, you go by the God. Vachotem, in other words, the right order. Kagon Reb Chinena Patach and Reb Yochanan Rish Lakish Chotmim. Reb Chinena was a gadol, and Reb Yochanan Rish Lakish ended it. Rabba Bar Zavda Patach and Rav Yasef Rav Imi Chatmin. Rav Chia Patach, he opened Chagai, sorry, and Rav Yonah Rav Yossi Chatmin. Okay. Rav Kahane Imi Kamei Rav Yaakov Ba'acha, Ba'al Rav Yaakov Barva Kamei Menoi Ibura. The Rav Kahane was appointed to be part of the Ibur before Rav Yaakov Ba'acha, but nonetheless, Rav Yaakov Ba'acha ended before him. Now you have to remember who is the shooter that said that you should go according to the minui when you enter the room. So Amar Achen Mar Deshmaita Lo Mekayim La. You're the one who said that, Din, and you're not Mekayim what you just the maimer that you just said because you went in before me and I was appointed before you. Okay, Rav Chia Barva Havi Kayim Matzli. He got up to Dava. Ail Rav Kahana VeKamlei Mamin Matzli, and he came in and he started davening behind Rav Chia. Chasal, it's like Chasal Peter Pesach, right? He finished Chasar Rav Chia, Chasar begin to lo mi avrei kamoi. Meaning, it seemed to be he stopped, but he couldn't walk backwards. He still seated where he was, but he couldn't walk backwards because he didn't want to go in within in front of Rav Chista, who's davening behind him. Okay, fine. You know, so Yashav. Reb Chi ben Komo, Komo Netzah, Shelo Lavor Lifnei Rav Kahana, Shea Ma'arich B'Tiflato, because he was doing a long davening, Vasu Lavor, he can't go perform Mitpalo. Yafe. So Shai Rav Kahana Ma'arich B'Tzlutai. Rav Kahana was extending his davening, keeping the chassel when he finished, Amar Ken Ata Nagin Latzor Rav Chon. So Reb Chia said to Rav Kahana, you daven so long, is this how you behave to your Rav to cause him such a tzara? Amar LeRevi, listen. Exceptional circumstances. Ani, Anna, I'm from Beit Eli, that we're given this curse, Gatina. Dichtiv, im yitkaper avon Beit Eli bezevach ubemincha, meaning, even with a zevach amincha, there will not be mitkaper for this klala that was given to the families and offspring of Eli, that there were, we've seen other Gemaras that died young as a result. However, he's medayek. Bezevach ubemincha im yitkaper. They're not going to be atoned with a korban, aval mitkaper, but tefillah, still tefillah is going to work. How and so, but Sali Alavi, as a result, what happened, Rav Chia, sorry, he davened for him, but Sali Alavi, Vizach Alamesav Adit Avon to Freya Sumkin, that he's able to live, this Rav Kahana lived to an old age, such that his nails became red, if you like, Kahada Dikika, like a young child. Okay, let's continue. Reish Lakish Akdumun Lechad Sav. There was an incident where, again, where a one Zaken came before Reish Lakish, entered before him for the Ibur. So there's two Pshatim. Reb Chaim says, like the first Pshat in the Korban HaEder here, that they ended up taking him out the exit door, that he wasn't of the level he shouldn't have been in there. Okay? They dismissed him, if you like. Another Pshat is that the Korban HaEder says is that the individual ended up dying and had to take him out. Okay. So Amrei, so Reish Lakish responded, "Ken yev sarah." So should be the schar of such a individual. Whoa, right? Why is it says the Korban Eder says why? Ki yele kolo se ela hamivazim tamidei chachamim. He was mevazil tamidei chachamim, and so should be the schar of all the such individuals, either who shamed or he met an unfortunate end. It says velosh mi demar Rav Krisda b'shem Rav Yochanan. One second, didn't Reish Lakish hear what Rav Yochanan that Rav Krisda then Rav Yochanan? What do you mean it's a slam tachachamim? Ibur Hashanah was even done by three ru'i bakar, three shepherds. In other words, it doesn't need to be the biggest gdolim to do so. Why? So it says chada markers one reason that we have to ma'abir shana, because what's a siman of Adar? Siman of Adar has arrived where Bekir v'Lakish, those that are planted early and late, so the chita and the sarah, in Adar they begin to sprout. And if they're not seeing this, mashma, we need to add a new year. Mechadamar torba adar beedre yamut means seems to be that during Ari, but it says beedre. It says the Torah in Adar, it's so cold in the morning, it nearly freezes, if you like. Ubetol tzimta meaning to, or teinata, sorry, in the shade of a teina, yishlach mashke, sort of rubs itself. In other words, it's cold in the morning and hot in the afternoon. That's a siman avada. But if it haven't reached that type of climate, you know, it's we're not, we have to add another month. V'chadamar kadim ba'adar pach blu'ucha, yafik lekabli, which means that it seems to be that also in that time it's warmed up enough that even the cold winds that come from the east, usually strong, can be warmed by the breath that comes out of one's mouth. That's what Korban explains it here. So in other words, if it hasn't, if the weather hasn't warmed up enough yet, then you know then we have to add another month. Venan chamim hadin the venan chamya hadin shata v'leit ba chadminahu, and we see in this year all the indications of Adar that we've just described have not arrived. The Ibrosh and RPM, and they were ma'aba the shana alpihem, based on that. So Amrav Chalba obeitin his, he says no obeitin his skin in mahem. It's not that they were like they were ma'aba the shana. It's just that rather, based on those three assessments of the Roi Bechah, they took them into consideration to which the Ma'abrit that the Chachamim decided. The Gemara says, "V'lo ken amar Rav Zeira, v'hu shi'ah kol modim b'tzad echad." But one second, that's only if they all have the same consideration. They all agree, and here it seems to be all it seems to be three different considerations. The Gemara says, "No kima de ilim modim de ilim," since they all agreed with the consideration that they're ro'im, if you like. It's as if they all had the, it was like a the consideration was all agreed upon on which to ma'abed the shana. But nonetheless, the Gemara says, let's go back to Rish Lakish. Why was so makbid that the zaken came in before him? So it says, v'Rish Lakish makbid ahad milta. So he says, v'chasha shama demar reb elazar. Now this pasuk is in Micheskel, the curse regarding the navim chozim, the curse of the false navim, chachozim shav. That cosmic kazav, that there won't be zoche for the following things. Besod, that's the sword, if you like, the Ibur HaShanah. What's that referring to? That means the husmicha. That's the second curse. They won't receive smicha. Avon, they won't come. They won't enter, if you like, the land of Eretz Israel. Rabbi Lazar, sorry, Rabbi Lazar, when he came to Israel, Amar Hagabaychada, Baruch Hashem, I've been Yosef for one of these things. Kadminoi, when he got to Smicha, Amar Gabay Hagabay Trey, I've got two. Kad Ayli Ibura, when he was invited to be part of the Ibura Shana, Amar Hagabay Tlata, Baruch Hashem, I've got the three, so the curse doesn't apply to me. So Rabbah, so in other words, what do we see from here? That he was the reason why he was Makdish. I'll just show you the Pnei Moshe. He says, Reish Lakish makbid al hada milta, and he says, "My time I shikbid kol kach shloit nisul aminyan ibur, v'kamet hashach al had Reb Elazar the darish min haktav. Echad miklal haonshim mi she'enu zocher likanes b'minyan tzad ibur." Because one of the punishments is we just learned is the plight of the Nevi'im is that they won't be they won't niknas l'tzad ibur. They won't be part of the Ibur HaShanah. So therefore, he was really bothered by it, that it seemed to be that as things were unfolding, Reish Lakish says, "Oh, this curse is applying to me. I'm not being zocher to enter for this sorry, bro." That's why he went makbino. Okay, Rav Barbar Zavda says b'shem Rav, "Time the Rav Elazar bret tzaduk b'shashor in beitin shlamala beitin lamata makachinoto oto gam hem makchinoto." So just to explain this, you have to add a little bit more. So time Rav Elazar tzaduk b'shashor says, and it adds up the gam. Him makdishinoto. The cave and shebeitin, you have to add. Mishamala ro'im she'ein beitin melamata makdishinoto. So, just, in other words, if beitin shemala says makadish the chodesh, then they're makadish it. However, if they see we're not going to, then they immediately are makadish min shemayim. So, what does it even mean? I'll read the Korbaneda. He says, "Vechenu b'Rosh Hashanah, Rav Elazar bat Tzadok omer, im lo nira bizmeno." This is to explain the shita of Rav Elazar ben Tzadok, because he says, "Im lo nira bizmano," if they didn't see the Chodesh Bizman, so therefore it's not going to be a previous month, won't be a 29-day month, it'll be Chodesh Ibur, that means we're going to have the Rosh Chodesh the next day. Means with the 30-day month. "Im mekadshinot," he was of the shita back in Rosh Hashanah, there's no point in doing Kiddush Chodesh on the 30th day. "Shekfar kidshua," because already in Shemaim they V'ka'amar, and he explains, that's what the Gemara is doing now. So even though it seems a little bit out of place, it really relates to what the sugya was in Rosh Hashanah, which we've sort of, it's like a parallel sugya. V'ka'amar time kevin shebeitin, meaning hen makachinoto v'yom shoshim miyad v'atchilat ha'layla. So to explain that last piece of the Gemara we just saw now, in other words, When we're going to Mekadosh the Chodesh, then Shamayim, if you like, waits. So we're Mekadosh and then Mekadosh. However, he says there's no point to Mekadosh the Chodesh if it's a 30-day or 30-month, is Chodesh Yibur, so the next day with Chodesh. In other words, the Lashon of Lo Nirah Bizmano. Why? Because since Beit Din saw that it's going to be Chodesh Yibur anyway, Kfar Kidshu Min Shemayim, they don't wait for us, and therefore there's no point of us saying Mekadosh down below. That explains that sort of piece out of Rosh Hashanah. Let's continue. The incident where they had 24 wagons of Talmidim, if you like, came to Me'aber Lashana in Lod. And Ayin Ra, there's a reference to Ayin Ra in the Sugya, Umet all died by Perichad in one time. Interesting here that it's that's we had 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, got 25,000 wagons of Beit Rebbe. They also died. Not sure what to do about. Okay, Botosha, as a result, Akrum Yehuda, they decided to move the place where the Borshana from Yehuda to the Galil. Vakavu Begalil. Af Ha'en Simana, they also want to ma'akir the Simanim. Now, the Simana seems to be, it was from there that the two ways to explain it, but that they were the Simanim, for the sign, the indication they would send out messages to tell everyone that they were Ma'abed the Shana that year. They decided to also move that to the Galil, and they said, no. Amar lo and Reb Simon, ein anu menachim b'Yehuda afilu zecher. You can't leave any remnant of anything in Yehuda, so at least give them that. The Gemara says, v'arei matinu shekitru aknav ba'alat. One second, they were kadosh at the Shana in Ba'alat. So the Gemara says, hada ba'alat? So the answer is no. Hada ba'alat, zimnim Yehuda v'zimnim Medan. It's fascinating. We have a city here that seems to be, sometimes it's part of Yehuda and sometimes part of Dan. What, it moves? So the commentator says, "V'tzurich lomar," he says, "Shetnaya yu b'neihem." There was a tnai between them. Shetihiyeh pa'amim le'udah pa'am le'dan. Interesting. So in other words, the ma'aber at that time, presumably the way the Gemara is understanding it now, that it was in Dan at that time. And how do we know this? Because you got the psukim. It says now we've got to switch the psukim around here. Ba'ala ve'im ve'etzim. That's part of that's from Yehuda. There's a psukim Yehoshua and it's El Takeh, v'gibton uva'alat. These are principles of Atzim, so that's it. Ba'alat there from Dan. So you see, Ba'alat is referred to in both locations, so it's like gam v'gam. Okay, the Gemara, however, says, Ba'alat. So this is the commentator says, Makom HaGufa. He says, no, that's not a proof. Maymar, maybe not. Maybe the Batim were in Yehuda and the Sadot were in Dan. The fact that that location is mentioned in two different places in Yeshua, the same place, in two different, if you like, nachalot, doesn't mean that it was like a shared nachala that had like a timeshare agreement somehow in the city of when it's Yehuda and when it's Dan. I'm not sure what it means at Tanai anyway. It could just mean the city with Yehuda and the Migrashim, the Sadot around it, were part of Dan. So it was like on the border. Fine. Rabbi Yirmiyah by Kamir of Zira, V'lod lav mi Yehuda. Sorry, start again. V'lod lav mi Yehuda. Lod is actually not part of Yehuda. Why? Kohanes says it's part of Binyamin. And it says, he brings Psukim from Divrayam to prove it. Samarlein, true. That's true. The grass, Umibne ma'ein ma'abrina. Like, so if that's the case, why don't they do Yibur Hashanah there? If you can, it was taken away from Yehuda. So Amarle, Shen Gasei Ruach HaMu'ut HaTorah. They're arrogant and they don't know much learning behind them. Okay, fine. So Afi Chapoye turned around Vachami Rav Achav, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi that were from that location. But Amarle, Eita. Eita means, according to Pnei Moshe, means Ha'achshav Masita. Like, look what you did to me. Like, you set me up. Or the Korbaneda says, Eita, he understands as being. Eita is kamor, he says, kamor itav shel nachash, lashon eitza. Like, it's kind of like you've set me up, type of lashon as well. Rabbana. You asked me this question, now you've turned at me, end up making mevaza the rechachamim that are in the room. Let's continue. There are three simanim of which we base whether we will ma'aber tashana at an extra month. Alaviv, valat kufa, valat perotilan. So Alaviv means the early budding, if you like, here, the early crops. Here it is. Alaviv im lo bishlo tvo ma'abrim. If the tvo, the produce, has not yet ripened. Ala tkufa is referring to the tkufa, like the seasons. Because remember, Pesach has to be in the spring. If spring has not yet sprung by the time you get to Pesach, then you've also got a ma'abrim. And the final one is va'al peirot ha'ilan, is whether the Imit acher bishulam, it haven't ripened yet. Your term is man hatzeret, by hatzeret, Shavua. Okay, so Ashnaim Abrim, based on two of those considerations, if it's only one of the considerations, we don't do Bor Shana. Nonetheless, I will bear it. If they did, based on one, it's still okay, it's Mekayim, it work. If Aviv was one of those, of which is the basis to Ma'arba Shana, meaning the produce has not yet ripened, he was smachim, they were happy. Korman explains that if they had ripened, but that it was the other two considerations, that means they got ripe produce and they can't eat it for another month because they have to wait for the Omer. So that's why they wouldn't be happy. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says alatkufa, meaning it's different explanations. Afalatkufa or alatkufa, and it's not so clear the Reb Chaim back in Rosh Hashanah, it's not clear exactly what the alatkufa is. Well, what he's doing with that. Okay, Beseder. So Al Shoshar Tzom Avrim. Again, we can look at three regions because you can imagine different areas in Eretz will ripen or the things will develop in different ways. So it says, Ashlot Arma Avrim. Lishana. So Al Yehuda, Al Ever Yadim and Galil. Meaning those are the three regions we can assess. And if you get two out of three, it sounds like, we'll see again in a minute, then that would be basis from which we can Ma'abrid Shana. So Al Shteim Avrim, based on two, Alachat Avrim. The imruah, if they do, enu will bear it. Meaning, if it's based on one region of Eretz Yisrael, that's not enough to make it stick. And if Yehuda was one of those, meaning the basis of which to delay it, haitat, they would be smechen, they'd be happy. Misha omer ba mimena, because the omer lechatchila should be rachamal when it's just like it's still moist and young. Pardon me, that's when you're meant to take the omer from it. But if that was ready. And the other reason why Ma'abed Hashana, because of other regions, it would have dried out a little bit more, and it would have been, that is, if you like, it's, I think it's different Peshatim here, but that's the Lachachilo should be coming from that region of Yehuda, and that would be the, and it would be, it wouldn't be the best place to take it from. Okay, let's continue. So if it's because of the tzin of the cold or the gshamim of the rain, meaning it was hard to get to Yerushalayim as a result, that's the understanding of the Geshamim. That's not a basis to Ma'abra the Shanavi. However, it says, Ma'abrim, also you cannot Ma'abra the Megdim young goats, Velo Gozalot, which is birds. Now, why is this important? The Gozalim, meaning not enough young birds are being born yet, because it would seem to be that the Yoledets, they have to bring their bird offerings as part of the finishing their pregnant. Like, again, when a woman gives birth, she has to go through the Meg Tohar, you make. Sorry, the Meitum, Yemei Tohar, and then she brings this for a Mechusa Kippurim, this korban at the end, which is a pair of birds, a ken chova. And that's allowed, finishes the effective Tohar process such that she can act from korbanot. Now, when would they generally do so? They would do so, okay, I'll bring one to come to Yerushalayim. Okay, so, and that would be on Laila Regel. So, what they're saying is that you want to have you might think a consideration would be not having enough korbanot available because that's when all the women want bring the korbanot. But now it says no, lo min ha'agidim, which is young goats again for korbanot, and lo min gozalot, but lo min ha'chalav. Now, exactly what the chalav is doing here is interesting one as well. I think the korbanot changes the gears, if I'm not mistaken. Here it says v'lom he changes it. That's right. V'lom it got to do with other nochalav, got tla'im, meaning other korbanot related things. That's right. V'kulam sa'ad l'shana. However, there can be a sa'ad l'shana. Sa'ad l'shana, Korman explains. He says if they want, remember above we had three considerations: aviv, tkufa, and peret ilan. And if one is a really strong driving force. However, when it comes to these korbanot, they can be used to mitzaref with one of the central considerations as a basis to ma'abra the shana. However, again, the im ibruha, if they're nonetheless ma'abra based on gdiim or tla'im or gozalot, then or gozalim, sorry, then we'll bear it. Yeah, we'll stop here. We'll continue for a minute. All right, Koltov. Good day.
Thank you.